Is your home on trend? And what are the latest home design trends that you could be using to uplevel your home or rental property in 2023? I just returned home from the Winter Design Market in Las Vegas, and I'm ready to fill you in on all the latest and greatest in design. Find out what colors are popular, what's the latest must-haves in home design and furniture, and how to effectively use them in your home. And I'll share my answer to the big question, should you follow the latest design trends or not? Ready? Let's dive in. Welcome to Home and Nestorations, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, interior designer, real estate investor, and Best of House winner, Sally Sorcelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or rental property stand out. Thanks for listening. All right. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation. And I'm talking all about the latest trends here in 2023. And in the design and furniture world, there are different, what they're called, market shows, where people in the trade, like myself, shop for furniture, art, rugs, decor, accessories, gadgets, cookware, gifts. I mean, you name it. It's there in Vegas. Everything basically you're shopping for online or in stores, you can find at these market shows. And your favorite furniture stores shop at these markets, as do designers like myself. Now, the biggest one in the U.S. is in High Point. It's the High Point Market in North Carolina. It has over like 10 million square feet of showrooms. Yeah, it's big. I've been to that one many times. But since I'm on the West Coast, and Vegas is so close, I'll hit the Las Vegas market. And while it is smaller, it's still a great market to shop and check out the latest in design. And today I'm going to share what I found at market and what things you might be finding in your furniture stores coming up as they start buying these new things that were the latest at this market. So first up, let's talk about what colors I saw at market. And wow, has the tide changed. A few years ago, it was all the grays, the cool tones. I had the hardest time finding anything warm, which was difficult when I had clients that liked warmer toned items. But now things have changed quite a bit. And boy, are those earth tones ruling. Browns, taupes. There was a lot of rust colors, some pinks. And then also a lot of greens still. I think with the pandemic, we had such a disruption in our lives and we were spending so much time at home. We were looking for that coziness, that warmth. And it was just so apparent throughout all the vendors at market that they have embraced this warmth as well. I mean, just so many warm brown tones and very little gray. Now you might be thinking, oh my gosh, Sally, I've got gray throughout my whole home. Well, look, if you love it, stay with it. I will say when the gray tone was everywhere, I'm personally, this is just for me, I am not a gray person. It just doesn't feel warm. I've always been a beige person. You're either team beige or team gray. I don't like to mix them up within one home, either stick with one or stick with the other. I've always been team beige for my own home. And so when gray was everywhere, I could still find some warmer tones. It was a little bit harder, but I managed just fine. So don't panic and go selling everything you have that's gray. But again, I think warm tones are always a great standard to have, and they really are everywhere right now. And again, most of it is your browns, your taupes, your off-whites, your creams, your rusts, your pinks. But again, I did see a lot of green, and that started in the last market, but now I'm seeing more larger scale. It might have just been some artwork, but now I'm seeing larger furniture pieces that are in that bluish green range, and it's just really so stunning. And those will work. Greens will work with your grays or your browns. So there's a bonus there. Now, as for finishes, I'm still seeing a lot of golds. They're really holding tight in that top spot, although they have transformed a little. They're much more softer and muted. It's really that antique brass, nothing that's too harsh and shiny and polished. It's that worn, weathered, softer feel. Now, to get a really good idea of who makes a great gold or antique brass finish, it's a lighting company called Visual Comfort. They are high end. I've bought from them. I'm going to have some. I think I have some already. Yeah, I think I do have some already in my own home, but I will be adding some more from them as I'm doing my own home remodel. And they just do such a great job with their antique brass. It is just a beautiful finish. Now, one thing I am seeing a little more of, which is oil rubbed bronze, which used to be back in the early 2000s, 90s, but it's starting to have a resurgence. And I saw in different hardware vendors that they're now offering that as an option with some different cabinet hardware you could put on. And I do love that because I think every room in design needs a little contrast, something that's darker, because I have a very light home, but every now and again, you need a little bit of a darkness to give some richness, to give some contrast, but you don't always want black. So the oil rubbed bronze is a softer version of black that'll give you a really nice contrast. So as for finishes, I'm still seeing a lot of gold. There is the black you're also getting, but not as much of it. And I am seeing some oil rubbed bronze. So all great directions that I'm seeing. Now, how can you use the color trends in your home? Well, if you're buying a new piece of furniture, installing new carpet, choosing some new paint colors, you might want to embrace some of these neutral earth tones. A safe choice is just using different accent pillows. If brown is ruling and rust colors, well, you don't have to get a whole rust sofa or sectional. That would be a large investment. But again, if you have a neutral sofa, then you can have pillows, some drapery fabrics, some rugs that bring in these colors. Again, you want to hold true to what feels right to you and what colors you like. Like, I'm personally not someone who would buy a rust sofa because I might get bored of it in the next couple years, but I can have a total neutral off-white, light beige sofa, and then embrace some pillows that have those colors. If you're designing an Airbnb property, investment property, or a second home, you might be more willing to be a little bolder in your color choices since you don't sit with them day in and day out. But if this is your everyday home, I like to recommend going a little neutral and then having your accents embrace some of these color trends that you can change as needed. The next trend I want to talk about is the trend of a muted, calm luxury. I saw this in so many showrooms this time, different furniture showrooms, and it was this level of luxury, but it wasn't real showy, it wasn't flashy, it wasn't glitzy with bedazzled and crystal this and crystal that, but it still gave off a very warm and calm and luxurious feel. And that happens because of the materials chosen and how the space is put together. So what I saw in showroom after showroom was, again, a lot of neutrals. And yes, they are in the warm tones, but you can never go wrong with a neutral sofa that's off-white, beige, anything in that world you are going to have for years and years and years. I actually have a beige sofa upstairs that I have had. It was one of the first pieces of furniture my husband and I bought after we got married. And we've been married for 27, I don't know how many years. We've been married a long time and we've had one of these pieces for 20 something years. Again, it's a neutral, so it's timeless. But the importance here when you're trying to create a muted, calm luxury, and this is not the Vegas showy luxury, is you do need to have different layers, things that make the room feel like it's been built over time. So you could have layered, interesting lighting. I saw a lot of lighting that were clusters of lights. So instead of just having one single light fixture over your dining table, you might have three. Instead of just one light fixture in your foyer, that you might be dripping with a few of them. And no, not crystally dripping. It could have been a woven or a metal finish, but it's just having multiples of them gives that high-end layered look. So again, to create the warm and calm luxury that I saw at market, you want to have a large neutral piece of furniture, your sofa, have your accent chairs with some contrast, because you don't want everything to be this off-white beige world, right? But you still can have a neutral contrast. It doesn't have to be dark, dark brown. It could be a taupe if you have an off-white sofa. Again, you're creating this very calm, soothing, luxurious vibe. And I think it's because after the pandemic, our lives felt so chaotic and crazy that we were looking for just this sense of serene and peace. And I think that's why we saw so many muted, calm, luxurious spaces. And again, adding a few of those nostalgic details, some vintage in there. You could have an interesting wallpaper, some vintage art or frames, something that brings a little subtle softness, a little old world feel without feeling dated. It just adds, again, that soft layer, like your room was built over time. All right, moving on to some furniture trends that I saw. And this one I saw a lot at the last market, and it continues, and I saw even more of it, is curves. Everywhere, everything is very curvy and rounded. And I think this also stems from the pandemic, because we got so comfortable in our pajamas and loungewear that we want our homes to have that same comfortable, cozy feel. And so there's been so much curves and roundness. And I think it comes down to our brain loves circular forms and curved lines because they make us feel safe and calm, where sharp, pointy objects, on the other hand, don't feel safe and calm. They can actually be a little stressful. So let me ask you, if you had two chairs side by side, one is super squared, sharp edges, and then the next chair was big, oversized, rounded, soft feeling, which one would you choose? Well, it's no surprise that most of us would pick the rounded, softer, curved chair just because it feels cozier, calmer, and safer. So if you want to embrace some of these curved furniture trends in your home, you could go real simple and just get a curved, rounded pillow. Those were really everywhere, not just bolsters, which bolsters are long, kind of like a paper towel roll. Think of a tubular pillow. And you also have actual pillows that look like balls. They're just spheres, full complete circles. Or you could have more of a disc, like if you have like a donut, except it doesn't have that hole in the middle. That's an easy way to bring some of this curve trend into your home or property without investing in a giant curvy piece of furniture. You could also really embrace this with accent chairs. Again, if you have a more squared off sofa or sectional, it's nice to have some contrast with another piece having some of those rounded edges. It just adds some visual interest and breaks up the squared lines. You also could embrace a circular rug. If your room is big enough, you could embrace a circular rug, or your coffee table, you could embrace a round ottoman or coffee table instead of a square or rectangle. Again, just add some of those softer lines. All right, moving on to the next trend that I saw a lot, and it's really statement walls. So many furniture vendors were embracing some interesting statement walls. Yes, it is a store display, of course, where they're trying to attract us, but exactly the point is it does. An interesting statement wall, whether that is with wallpaper or a wood focal wall, something so popular I saw quite a bit was tambour or fluted walls. And that's where it's that ribbed, ridged look, that little bumpy. You see that a lot in furniture details. But I saw entire walls of that. And actually, when I went to the Kitchen and Bath Show, I found companies that do that, but I'll talk about that in a future episode, the next one or two, where I do talk about kitchen and bath trends. But again, statement walls, I've always been a big fan of them. I have a couple in my own home. I'm adding more. And that is where I have a wood focal wall, and it can be painted in white. It can be painted in a different contrasting color. I just think a statement wall levels up your home or property and makes it stand out. If you're scrolling images online or looking to rent a vacation getaway for the weekend and you saw something really interesting, and that could be a whole wallpaper wall, an interesting focal wall in a bold color. I mean, it just stops you because it looks different than everything else. So I don't think you can go wrong with a great statement wall. Moving on, it's something I've touched a little bit about, but it deserves its own special section, is texture. Oh my goodness, the amount of texture that I saw at the Las Vegas market. And this could be the texture within fabrics. Like you've got the boucles, which is that chunky, nubby, fun, natural texture. You've got leathers, you've got velvets. Anything like that just gives such an interesting feel, like you want to touch it. And I saw so many things at Vegas that I just wanted to touch it to see what it felt like. That's what we're seeing as a home trend this year, is bringing those textures into our homes. And also with interesting accents. I can't tell you how many vases I saw that I just wanted to touch and see what they felt like. Everything was just so tactile. And I say this with my clients and within my programs, that whenever, if you're trying to create a really well-designed room, you need to have different textures within that room. If everything feels flat and smooth, the room's going to feel flat and boring, and we don't want that. Having interesting textures, wood finishes, fabrics, accessory, nubby things, anything like that just gives a texture which creates a different type of visual interest and layer in your room. I also saw lots of natural elements still, marbles, rattans, wicker, and cane. They're going to continue to have a strong presence, I think, within the next year. They have not faded. I thought maybe they could, but they still haven't. And again, it's that interesting texture. Everything doesn't have to be some smooth wood or smooth glass or smooth ceramic. It's having that variety in texture that really creates a very interesting room. All right, I just talked about all the things that were in this year, and now it's time to talk about what things are out. And this can always ruffle a little feathers, but again, I'm here to tell you the truth and give you some straight talk of what I saw. What you choose to do with it is for you to decide. One thing that I saw that is definitely out is, and I feel I might hear hearts breaking all over the world, is farmhouse. Farmhouse has definitely run its course. I know Joanna Gaines had risen to such huge popularity because of that rustic farmhouse cozy look, but it really wasn't anywhere anymore. And from the designers I've spoken to, they're not designing much of that anymore. And it, I will say, if you are a big farmhouse trend follower, it just got so overdone. When you're finding rustic farmhouse signs all over Amazon and Walmart and black and white check, it's oversaturated. It's not feeling special anymore. I didn't see it in the holiday Christmas decor section. I didn't see it in furniture. It had just run its course. And so if you currently have farmhouse and you're like, oh no, what do I do? Well, you can change that out with changing up some light fixtures, changing up some of the paint colors, taking down those farmhouse signs, gather, family, this is us, all of those things. That just will reduce that whole farmhouse vibe that did get oversaturated. And if you have some, you love the plaid look of pillows, go with some different plaids. It doesn't have to be that black and white check. Just mix it up a bit and you can modify your farmhouse to be a little more current and modern. I see that is out is fast furniture. And what do I mean by fast furniture? That is your cheap throwaway furniture. It's not sustainable. The trend is now really to embrace the earth, embrace sustainability. And that cheap, fast furniture that you know is going to be broken in a year, it's really out of favor. I do want you to invest, especially if you have kids, if this is your rental property and you have Airbnb people in there. Fast furniture is going to break down and get ruined much faster than higher quality furniture. So again, fast furniture, not in favor now. And then the last thing, which I've already mentioned, is gray. Gray is the third trend that I see that is really out. It's a lot harder for me to see furniture vendors with a lot of grays. Again, I'm seeing those warm tones. So if you have a big gray sofa or sectional, well, your choices are to either reupholster it, which costs the same as a new one, or you can change up your throw pillows, put a little more neutral in there. You can do an off-white with a gray. If you have gray flooring throughout, that's going to be a little more of a challenge. You can put an area rug on that. But again, all gray interiors, it gives that cool, sterile vibe that people really aren't gravitating towards right now. It's that warmth and coziness that is really drawing people in. Well, when it comes to trends, know that all design trends come and go. I think I mentioned earlier in this episode that when gray was so popular, I didn't have gray in my house. And I've always been a team beige, team warm tone. And I didn't find as many items for my house through that period, but I stuck with what I loved. And that's what I want you to do. If you are sitting there shaking your head like, Sally, I absolutely love gray. Nothing warms my heart more than a gray room. Then go do you and have that gray room. But if you're looking for my advice on what things moving forward, what are more timeless, yes, I am going to say the warm tones. But again, design trends come and go. I never embrace the gray theme in my own house, and trends circle back. I mean, oil rubbed bronze was out for, I don't know, 15 years, and now I'm seeing it back. Bell bottoms, think of our clothing and our fashion. Skinny jeans were the rage, and now it's going flare again, like I had in my 20s. All trends come and go. I want you to follow your heart and embrace trends that light you up and make you happy in your home. It's time for our recap. I'm a girl that loves a good recap. We talked about a few trending trends in design. The first trend is color. What warm colors, the rust, the browns, the taupes, all of those are in right now. And what finishes are popular? We're still seeing gold, and you are now getting a touch of oil-rubbed bronze, which is a new change. And then number two, the trend of warmth and calm luxury. It's everything is soft, everything is soothing. And that takes us to our next trend number, is that three, which is curves. Curved lines evoke that softness, that safety that we want in our homes. Next trend, statement walls. I love a good statement wall. Focal walls out of wood, wallpaper, they all warm my heart. The fifth trend I talked about was texture, how texture is just everywhere. And I do love adding texture into rooms. I talk about that in my program, Room Design Essentials, and also with my one-on-one clients. Textures in fabrics, textures in materials. It just adds layers and visual interest in a space. You can't get enough of it. And then I also talked about what was out, and that was your farmhouse, your fast furniture, and your gray. I am getting ready to relaunch Room Design Essentials, which will help you completely take your space from a blank space or even a space you don't love to a completely well-designed, beautiful, finished space. This is great whether you're a homeowner or a real estate investor to get that whole A to Z step-by-step plan to create a room like a designer would. Please go to nestorations.com/waitlist and you will be the first to know when that comes out and is ready for you. All right, as always, thanks for listening, and please keep listening to Home and Nestorations for more design conversations to help you design and decorate your home or property with confidence. All right, what to do next is I want you to go to nestorations.com/waitlist, and that will keep you updated to know when Room Design Essentials comes out. That again will teach you the A to Z, step by step, everything you need to know to create a room like a designer would, whether that's for your home or your rental property. It is coming out again, back by popular demand. So be on the waitlist for that. nestorations.com/waitlist. And again, thanks for listening, and keep listening to Home and Nestorations for more design conversations to help you design and decorate with confidence. Have a great day.